Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to the first episode of the new year of 2024 for the Be Encouraged podcast. I know, I'm so excited. I'm glad to have you here. If this is your first time listening, thank you again for so much for pressing play and coming on in to be a part of the Be Encouraged community. If you like this episode, if you've gone back and you've listened maybe to a few more episodes, don't forget to share your favorite episodes with your friends and family because that's what we do when we like things, we share them, right? And I would love for you to share it using the tag for the Instagram handle. It's no longer Jackie B. Inspiring. I have changed it to simply just allow everyone to be able to find me and to know and get to know the Be Encouraged podcast even more. So it is simply going to be on the Instagram handle. It's Be Encouraged Podcast. That's right. You can find it. And I believe there are spaces between each word, Be Encouraged Podcast. So you'll get to know a little bit more about me, my family life. I'll throw in there as well. And the encouraging content that I have from you, for you, for week to week. So hang with me, you know, follow me, whatever you might want to do. Send me a message. What stuck with you? I loved seeing the messages of what led you to encouragement throughout the week. So definitely make sure that you're doing that. And if you're not new here, you've been a while. Hey, listen, I'm just so glad that you are following along and that this is encouraging to you. And I love to look back from year to year to see what were the reviews, what do people write about the Be Encouraged podcast. And I just really was encouraged by so many of you who took the time to write a raving review. I can see that you know, God is on the move in our hearts and our minds and just encouraging you onward. And that just makes me so happy because this is a faith-based podcast, but it is always meant to encourage you onward. So whether faith is new to you or it's not, this is a place where I know that you will be encouraged and excited to take on and tackle what God has in front of you. So here we go. We are going to start off with episode 121. And in this episode, there will be two parts. So this part is part one, which is what you're listening to. And in 2 weeks, the second episode will air. There, I just kind of broke it down like that because I feel like it was a lot of information. I don't want to overwhelm you. I feel like it's a lot to chew on and think about. And maybe you want to journal it out. I know we're all setting goals for this year. We're looking for that thing that will help us anchor us in our healthy living journey. And I know a lot of us probably Googled what would be trending for 2024, you know, as far as, you know, health, what is trending in health right now. And one of the things that I realize is functional-based medicine is one of them. And my friend Jessica Mamos, who is our guest speaker today, really hits home on what functional-based medicine is and what also is faith-based functional medicine. So I love this so much. I know that it will help us anchor us and keep us moving forward in our healthy living goals. As well as Jess has a nursing degree. She is a mama and she is a homeschool mama and has also worked in the mainstream healthcare industry for many years, but recently took a turn to kind of really follow what this faith-based functional medicine is and really to align a lot of the things that she's learned with this from the healthcare industry into what faith-based functional medicine is. And overall, she's written a book, an ebook titled Foundational Stones, A Faith-Based Guide to Healthy Living. Her testimony through this, what she has built in this 60-page workbook, I mean, is so good. She encourages us to make small goals, big goals. Journal out what worked, what doesn't work. And she also encourages us to find a community and to understand what functional medicine is, functional-based medicine is, and what faith-based functional medicine is. So we're really going to unpack a lot here, which is why, again, I put into two episodes. So you'll hear a lot and it will encourage you here in the podcast today. But before we even dive in and get started, I haven't done this before, but this is something I know I need to do because we are talking a lot about our health and healthy living. I want to make it very clear that I am not liable. This podcast should not be used in any legal capacity whatsoever, and I am not responsible. Neither is Jessica for the legal, or we're not liable for anything that may arise from the use of the information from this podcast. We are simply taking a perspective and presenting views to inform the listeners today. I want to just make that very clear today that, you know, we are doing our very best to try and describe these views and making every effort to bring correct information to all of you, but also keep in mind that we're still learning and we want to present these common views with fidelity. And, you know, but again, we are not doctors. If you have anything that is concerning you within your health, please, we encourage you to go ahead and consult a healthcare professional if you should have any questions or concerns about your health. And what we have to share with you today is simply to inform you and take with you in your health journey. And we are not responsible or liable for any of it. So there we go. I have that said and off my chest. And now we're ready to jump into this episode, part one of episode 121. And I just think you're going to absolutely love it. So grab your cup of coffee, get on your walk or run, and wherever you are, my friend, be encouraged. Let's go. Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast, friends. I'm so very eager to introduce to you our special guest today, Jessica Mamos. I'm telling you what, Jess is a light, and she is just going to light up your new year with all the things that she has to say. And I just want to say thank you for coming on the show, Jess. You are so amazing. I'm just so excited to get a chance to talk with you.
Oh, I'm so honored to be here, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for the work that you're doing to encourage women. It's so important, and I'm just really grateful for it.
I'm so glad. I love to encourage. It is definitely something that God has put on my heart. And I love that you're ready to go and encourage other women with me today, especially starting out this year, 2024 mm-hmm. season. I love to start off with asking every guest, you know, what is, you know, who are you? What are you about? And that type of thing. But my word for this year, Jess, is joy. And so I'm going to try something new here. Yeah. I'm going to try something new here. And I'm going to ask you the question of what brings you joy. And I will unpack for all those listeners, I will unpack this word for you in another episode, but I'm feeling curious and I want to just make it really light segue into our episode today of what brings you joy.
All right. I love it. Well, thank you again for having me. So what brings me joy? My husband, we've been married for almost 12 years now. He's my best friend, and he certainly along with my three awesome kids, they bring me a lot of joy. So we got some snow this weekend, watching them play in the snow and just have fun together. That brings me so much joy. We love being outside together. I have had a relationship with Jesus for many, many years, and he is my deepest and truest source of joy. So in those kind of dark moments of life, he is still that source of joy for me. So obviously the true source of joy is through him. I'm a nurse, so I love helping people. That brings me joy to be able to help people on a physical level and also on a spiritual level too, in a really holistic way. That brings me a lot of joy. And just on a lighter note, and anywhere by the water brings me joy, or books or little things like a new journal and even a new pen. Those little things bring me joy too. I'm kind of nerdy like that. So
that's me, girl. I'm like, give me the journals and the stickers and I don't know, calligraphy pens. I'll spend a lot of time with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. Thank you for sharing that. I think there's a lot of things that we can find joy in. So I just wanted to start off, and maybe today you're listening, what brings you joy today? I just want just to make it a question in our mind, because I think when we point ourselves to joy, it just, I don't know, it softens the surface of whatever we're facing. And I think a lot of us might be kicking off the year with a bad go, or maybe a lot of us are kicking off the year with a lot of goals in mind, or maybe we're kicking off the year and we're feeling really good about it. I don't know what version you're in at this lane, or what lane you're in, but I do know that being a healthier version of myself is always something I think of, I think daily, Jess. I'm always well, what can I do that's, you know, that can help my kids, help me be better parent to my kids, or help me better teacher or podcast or this, that. And I think I love that you said books. Books are a great way that bring us joy and a lot of great knowledge. But there's so much noise out there around this health industry today. And so how do we bring joy to this health industry that it seems like it can be a lot of noise out there? Especially, you know, there's so many different things that are trending that will tell you this is, you know, the way to go. Try these tricks, try these hacks, try this diet, do this. And it can be really overwhelming, especially if we're starting out or if you feel like we're starting all over again. We've done this rodeo before, but why haven't things worked, or, you know, have fallen off the bandwagon, or perhaps we're in a moment of, okay, let's just all or nothing at this point, trying to get our lives back on track. So I think with all that to say, it's kind of hard to dig deep and find the diamond in all the mess of what we can consume out there. It can be super overwhelming, especially today when I looked at the statistics. I mean, so many of us are facing anxiety and depression and fear, and, you know, the news doesn't help. Right. And so I wonder a little bit, and tell us about a season that you came to a season where you were ready to make a change that changed the trajectory of how you live and your health and your wellness in a positive impact.
Sure. Yeah. So I am a nurse practitioner. So I'm in the healthcare realm. I worked in family practice for a little bit, addictions medicine for a little bit. And even in healthcare, I still felt overwhelmed by all the noise that you're talking about. And it was hard. Even though I knew, you know, the basics, eat right and exercise and stuff like that, but what that actually looks like in your life and with all of, like you said, the trending things and stuff like that, it was still hard for me to navigate and find that place to start. Especially, I think, as a believer, from a place of freedom in Christ and not just, you know, another thing to check off my box or another set of rules to put on me or anything like that, to really make this from a solid foundation. So I started probably maybe a little over a year ago to hear about functional medicine, and it really started to fill in a lot of the pieces for me from a healthcare standpoint of what we're missing in our traditional medicine. And then I tried to fit that along with my faith, and it does fit really well with our faith, and we can root it in our faith, and started to make changes from a place, again, of centeredness in Christ, of peace, of freedom. And when I started to make those changes, probably last January was the time that my husband and I started to make a lot of those changes together. So it was more breathing and sunshine and sleep and all the things that we know help, but sometimes they seem so small that they don't really make a difference. But my husband and I both really saw the difference in our lives. So I felt more energy. I felt more peace. I wasn't as tired. My husband had some inflammatory joint pain, and that pretty much went away. And it was so neat to just see that when we were taking these steps in faith, that God showed up and he did bring healing. And it was so refreshing for me to have a place to start and to not feel that stuck, overwhelmed feeling. And even though, like, it's a journey. I mean, I have in no way arrived, or like, there's still so many things that daily we're striving and we're trying to do. But I felt like I had a plan. I had a starting place and a foundation that I could build from then.
Oh, I love that, because I know. So for those of you who don't know, Jessica also wrote a book, an ebook called Foundational Stones, A Faith-Based Guide to Healthy Living. And in this book, she talks several layers in building a strong foundation, which is that exactly what you were just saying about building a strong foundation. And for someone who's just getting started, or maybe you're starting over, or maybe it's just simply you just need to create new healthy habits, you know, in starting out your health journey, maybe this month, maybe last week, what is important for all of us right now, as that's maybe the forefront of us heading into 2024 at being a healthier version of ourselves? How is laying down the foundation one of the most important and most critical things as you make changes?
Yeah. So your foundation is what you build your house on. So you want to build it solid. And the only solid thing that we can really build on is Christ. So if we don't start there, then we don't have a solid foundation to build on. And when we think of that in terms of our health, so I have, you know, seven foundational stones, and I'll go into that a little bit later about the different practical changes that we can make. But really, that foundation, a story in the Bible stuck out to me, and it was the Israelites were fighting the Philistines, and this is in 1 Samuel 7. You can read about it. They were fighting the Philistines, and they were defeated. And so they thought, okay, let's bring the Ark of the Covenant, because we know we need God in this. So they brought the Ark of the Covenant, but they were still defeated because their hearts weren't aligned with God's. And so finally, they repented and aligned their hearts with God's. And then God gave them the victory. And Samuel set up this stone, and he called it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us." And that has really just resonated with me when it comes to this healthcare journey and building that foundation. Like, so often we try in our own strength and we fail, and we try in our own strength and we fail. Or we sprinkle a little Christian lingo into it and think that's going to help. But unless we really repent and align our hearts with God's and have him as the foundation, the source of our healing, victory really isn't victory then. Even if we have a couple wins, it's not true victory in Christ. So that is my heart behind Ebenezer Wellness, the company I started. That's my heart behind my own healthcare journey. What I want to see other people be able to walk in is just that freedom of making these changes from that solid foundation rooted in Christ. Thus far, he's helped us. He's helped us in the past. He's helping us now. He will help us in the future, and just continually focusing everything on him.
I love that, because the focus is really on him. And it's mm-hmm. like also this point of giving yourself grace when you make mistakes. Like, how does that even look? Because I think for someone coming from let's say someone who here is listening is like just new to faith, or maybe doesn't know Jesus. Like, what does it mean when we say these things? So, you know, foundationally, when we say Jesus is our rock, or when we say foundationally, well, we can bring it back to him. How does he really become the source of our stamina, our energy, all of those things?
Yeah. Well, the Bible says that God is our healer. The name is Jehovah Rapha. And, you know, I think trust is a huge thing in this, and trust is built. So, you know, if you're new to Jesus, you have to get to know him. You know, you have to read about him in the Bible, and he will make himself known to you in different ways. And as you build that relationship with him then, and recognize him as first our savior first, and then our friend and our comforter and our healer, again, he makes himself known, and you build that relationship and you build that trust. And then you start to see him in every aspect of your life. So everything gets rooted in him. So then it's not like, I can't have this food. It is Jesus gave us all of these good foods. And when we choose to follow him, and we choose to go back to the way he designed us to live, it's a better way. So I think for a lot of times, and it's a journey too, you don't get it perfectly right away, obviously. But, in times that I've done the right things that I know God wants me to do, and then if I slip back into some of the other ways, it doesn't feel right then, you know, and then you're making the changes. I want to get back to that. So sometimes we say no, but it's out of a bigger yes to Jesus. And we recognize just his goodness in every aspect of our lives. And it makes us want more of him. It makes us want to go to him with more. It makes us want to give up more parts of our life to him. And it just ends up being this beautiful thing of everything centered in him. And again, it's a lifelong journey in that, but every little piece that we give to him, our lives get better and better.
Oh, I love that. You know, I've been a runner for many years, Jess, and since I was young. And I love that in Hebrews, it's very like point blank that the race is set before us, and it's a race of endurance and perseverance. And it's really just overcoming those challenges and turning to God, like you said, and giving him our yes. And it's not going to be a change overnight, but a marathon. Right. I think I heard somebody say something like, I think it was maybe it was my husband. He was talking about a meme he said, or maybe he sent me one. I can't remember, but it was something about like how there was this drip of water that just fell through this crack in the earth, and it just kept dripping and dripping and dripping. Mm. And soon it made this dent in a cave. And you could see that the dent, it didn't start off, very large at first, but it was over time, the weathering of the water drip, 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 is a consistent drip is what made the major impact and change of how deep this hole was, or how big this part of the cavern was. And it would never have been made if that drip didn't consistently happen. So it's a constantly going back to the well. It's constantly going back to the Bible. It's constantly, working on those faith muscles. From what I understand of what you're saying as well, and from my own walk with Jesus, you're right. It is not a sprint. It is a marathon. I think we, in this culture today, we get it really kind of twisted. Like, you can have flat abs in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. That instant cardboard. Gratification. Yeah. Right.
And I just don't think that's the way, So I love that you talk about the truth of who God is and what he wants from us. And the encouragement is there. I mean, Jesus even says in John 10 how, that we are his sheep, and if we know him, we'll know his voice. So listen for his voice. Is this good? Yeah. Is this nourishing? Ask him for help along the way. I know that's something that you're going to be talking more about, is this functional medicine, which was a huge help in our lives. My family's life is going this functional medicine route. So can you explain a little bit more about what functional medicine is versus or a little bit of both, what functional medicine, if I could talk, medicine is on its own, and then what faith-based functional medicine is?
Sure. So functional medicine is a practice in medicine where we try to get to the root cause of a disease process. And there's a big focus also on optimizing wellness and basically giving your body what it needs to live and thrive. You can picture it like a tree with roots. A lot of the times in traditional medicine, we're dealing with these leaves, you know, like high blood pressure or arthritis pain or, you know, something like that. And we're kind of playing whack-a-mole with medications, trying to get rid of all these symptoms and treat these diseases. But really at the root, it could be, you know, a mineral deficiency or inflammation or a food allergy or toxicity or something else that's really causing all of these leaves to come out on the surface. So functional medicine is going to try to find that root cause and treat that again while optimizing wellness. So that's the functional medicine piece of that. There's different tools and different lab tests that are used in functional medicine than traditional medicine. But as far as faith-based functional medicine, functional medicine fits really well with faith because it recognizes that the body is really smart and was designed to heal itself. And if it's given the right things, it's going to thrive. So functional medicine recognizes that, but we know that an awesome design means there's an awesome designer. And so when we really partner with him and put him at the center, it just changes everything. So that's kind of what faith-based functional medicine is. And I think there's three important parts of that. And the first thing is, like we talked about before, going to that right source, going to that Jehovah Rapha and rooting everything in him. And that's the foundation. And then afterwards, there is a right posture. And I just picture that as like open-handedness before him, because the story of Naaman comes to mind, and he wanted healing from his leprosy. I think it is 1 Samuel. Oh, no, no. It is in 2 Kings chapter 5. You want to read about that, but he wanted healing from his leprosy. So he went to the right source. He went to the man of God. He went to the prophet, and the prophet sent a messenger and said, go wash 7 times in the Jordan River. And he didn't want to do that. He felt he was above that. And it kind of rubbed him the wrong way that he would be asked to do something so lowly. And then the people with him kind of talked some sense into him and were like, if you were asked to do something great, you would have done it. Just do it. And he did. And he was healed. But I think sometimes we can picture our health that way. You know, we go to the right source, we go to God, but sometimes there are things that he's asking us to do because he wants us to be healed on a deeper level. And if we just got that physical healing, we might not experience that deeper healing, because oftentimes there is a deeper root to a lot of the problems that we're having. So I just picture that posture of going before God with open handedness, saying, I'm coming to you for healing, and whatever you want me to do, like, I'm going to take steps with your strength to walk in that. And then the last part of faith-based functional medicine that I think it's really important to mention is the right response. And that is trust, because sometimes we do all the right things and we still don't see the healing. So Mary and Martha in, it is John chapter 11, where they go to the right source for healing for their brother Lazarus. They go to Jesus. We have no reason to believe they wouldn't have been willing to obey in any area that he called them to do, but he still waited several days and Lazarus died, you know? So they were left with this, like, we did all the right things and we still didn't get our miracle. We still didn't get our healing. And it was because God had a bigger plan. But I think sometimes in our lives, when we're trying to do all the right things and go to the right source, and we're still not seeing that fruit, there's a level of trust there, and that we just keep going deeper with God and keep going deeper with God, and that his healing might not always look the way we think it's going to look, but we can trust that he is always good, and it just deepens that relationship. So I think that's kind of the long version of what I see faith-based functional medicine as.
I think that is incredible, because that also has hope in it. And hope in the now, honestly, yeah. I was just praying about this word, or kind of just reflecting, and the Lord downloaded actually something today about this word hope. And I just feel like I need to interject it here. You know, so many times we want the hope, we see hope as like this far off thing. So even if you're going through like a medical, you know, diagnosis or this or that, I'm not sure what you're going through today, but maybe it's weighing heavy on your shoulders and you don't see the hope in front of you. How will this ever be healed? Or how will this ever go away? Or there's so many things I have to try and do and keep up with in order to be healthy. And it could be overwhelming, but there is hope for now. And I say now because in the word now, I can imagine that, you know, God is near. You know, it's talking about that in Mark chapter 1, how God is near. Jesus came and he's like, I'm near. And that is the hope that we have, that he is near. We can draw near to him, and he draws near to us. And the O is onward. We can look onward and know that we have a heavenly inheritance. And whatever the Lord has for us to deal with here today, the Lord has so much greater in store for us. In the now too, like the spiritual blessing that is coming now. I mean, think about the spiritual blessing of just building up your endurance for whatever you need to face, because somebody else is going to need your hope now. And W, I think about He is with us. You know, Emmanuel, we just came off Christmas, right? Emmanuel, God is with us. He is with us. He dwells within us. Psalm 91 clearly says that we can dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. And I just love this, that he even orders his angels around us. He is with us. We have the authority of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, like with us all the time. And that is the hope now, that no matter what we are battling or facing, we have hope now in Jesus. And there's also, just to even backpedal a bit, there's things in this journey of functional medicine that is not faith-based. So what are some things, can you explain, that might be, hey, this might sound like really holistic and wellness, but it's not really from the Lord, and tell me why.
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, I loved what you said about hope. I love that hope now. That is so powerful to remember as we're going through this. But yeah, there are three pitfalls that I usually try to mention to watch for in functional medicine, especially as believers, as people of faith. The first one is a lot of times wellness can kind of become this overarching goal, and it almost becomes like an idol in our lives. And wellness is the ultimate goal, and everything is about wellness. And, you know, as believers, Christ has to be the center, because we could be doing everything right, and something tragic could happen that takes away our wellness. And if that's our foundation, we're going to be shattered. But if Christ is our foundation, no matter what happens, we will always have that solid place to put our feet. So that's the first pitfall that I like to mention. There's often, again, this idolization of wellness, and we have to watch for that as believers. The second thing that I like to mention as a pitfall is it's spiritual energy that's not from the one true God. Because functional medicine and wellness, the wellness industry, they recognize how important it is to calm our bodies down, to calm our minds down. They recognize how powerful that spiritual part of our bodies is. And it can seem really innocent at first. And I know you just had Heather Yopa on, who did an amazing job just highlighting how some of this can just sneak in and how it is really not from God. And so it's a really important thing to use our discernment with, and to make sure that when we're tapping into that spiritual part of ourselves, that we're doing it attached to the one true God and his power. And then the third thing is, just once you kind of start to recognize some of the pollutants and toxins and everything in the world, we can get into this like fear-based decision-making mindset where we're just scared of everything, and we're just kind of making all these decisions from this place of fear. Whereas, you know, as believers, we know that we can make a decision from a place of power and love and a sound mind, and we don't have to fear the world around us. But that doesn't mean we're not wise stewards, but we're doing it from a different place than this just kind of fear-based mindset. So those are the three things that I usually tell people to kind of keep an eye out for in these functional medicine and wellness circles.
Well, that's so smart, because I will tell you, one of the statistics I read not too long ago is that millennials prioritize self-care so much so that the increase of self-care activities, I mean, top millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. I should probably put this. It says exploding topics, top seven health and wellness trends for 2024 and 2025. Mm-hmm. And it says that self-care will be one of the bigger things that will come. However, just to be careful in the intention of how you start to place it. And if it is an idol in your life, like you said, that's a red flag. Yeah. If it's things that are new agey, I mean, go back and listen to Heather Yopa. You can probably learn a lot from that one. I would just, you know, red flag. And I think also too, and maybe I just don't know enough about it, but maybe you can help me explain, what is Reiki?
Well, I am not an expert in that, so I don't know that I can speak with any authority. Just off the top of my head, I know it's, you know, tapping into kind of spiritual energy. I believe they, like, the Reiki workers will put their hands over and kind of hover over different areas, and they can kind of sense areas of spirit tension, maybe, or, you know, I'm not sure that I can speak with any type of clarity, but it is definitely one of those things where they are tapping into a spiritual aspect of you. And it's very, I mean, I've heard stories of people experiencing great healing from that, and great benefit from that. But again, where is that spiritual energy coming from? It's something to really watch for as believers.
Yeah, I definitely want to raise the flag on that as we're talking about functional medicine versus faith-based functional medicine and what you should be looking for too, keeping your eyes peeled. Like we said, we are going based off of what is that spiritual energy, and that raises the red flag, because if it's not from Jesus, I don't know if I want it.
right.
So anyway, so getting back into your ebook, I do want to mention that you started with write down some SMART goals, and you mentioned SMART goals as being small and big, which I like, because then you can chew on the small goals a little bit, and then the big ones you might need to take off, you know, chunks at a time. So on reflecting on that, you also encourage others to look at the good and not so great outcomes from beginning of each week, end of each week. And why is that even important for this practical step?
Yeah, it's, I feel like that's been so helpful. The big goals kind of give you that vision of where you want to go, where you feel God is leading you. And again, that's why those, the biggest goals always have to be, you know, so that we are glorifying Him and rooted in Him, because if that's, we want to make sure that our ship is headed in the right direction. And that's kind of what keeps the ship on the right course. And then these smaller goals help us in the day-to-day just be able to see progress and have bite-sized chunks that we can tackle and feel like we can just see us, ourselves taking steps forward. And writing down the goals, I think, is so important, because when we write something down, it changes things even in our brain. It helps solidify things. It helps us remember them more. So if you can write it down and keep it in front of you somewhere, it just keeps bringing it before your mind. And the more we think about something, the more intentional we are about it. So I think writing down the goals is a huge way to be able to help build that, those just solid daily habits that are going to, in the long run, really, they can change the trajectory of your life. Really, these small things that we think don't matter, they really can. So there are four things that I think are important to keep in mind when we're goal setting them. And those, I think those I have as the four key core values for Ebenezer Wellness, and it's humility and discernment and stewardship and grace. So just being humble, like we can't do this in our own strength. We are recognizing that we need help in this. So even as we're setting these goals, you know, we're doing it from a place of humility and discernment, trying to weigh out the risks versus benefits of things, doing it from a stewardship, kind of taking all of things into consideration as managers of what God has given us and the different resources. And then giving ourselves grace. The one thing I like to repeat is we do the best we can with the information and resources that we have, and we trust God for the rest. So that doesn't mean we don't do anything. We do the best we can, but we trust God because we recognize we're going to fail, and we give ourselves grace, and we give other people grace. And we recognize we're all on, you know, different stages of our journey, just trying to help each other along the way. So keeping that in mind as our goals, because sometimes the perfectionist in me, you know, can get really goal driven and really hard sometimes on myself when I don't meet those goals. So grace, I think, is a really big one to keep in mind as we're doing these. But yeah, writing them down is huge, keeping them in front of us. And then I think we're going to talk a little bit more about community, but that's a huge one too. Being able to tell somebody else about the goals that you're making, and that accountability piece is really, I think, the secret sauce in being able to make sustainable change.
I do want to quick just hang on these thoughts of goals. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you have done, Jess, in your past or in your journey that was a goal that you made and you saw a change over time? It wasn't something overnight, but it was a change over time.
So I think for me, as far as health related goals, trying to get to a place where I'm changing the foods and changing from more of the processed foods to whole foods that just come from a plant or an animal or things like that. That has been something that I've set smaller goals. So, you know, at the beginning, years ago, I might have only been able to do it for, you know, 3 days or whatever. But, you know, you set this small goal and you see that, okay, I did it for 3 days. Now I can maybe do it for a week. And then you just kind of build and snowball. So I think that's the thing where I've seen that kind of process happen the best, where the change gets easier and easier the more you do it. Again, not that I am 100% with that. Like, I am a big 80-20 fan, you know, you do the best you can most of the time, but yeah, that's one thing where, you know, I think goal setting has helped me, because, and also I, this past January, when my husband and I made a lot of the changes together, having him with me and doing it together really made a big difference too, because you have somebody else that you're accountable to and you are more intentional about your choices then. So that has really helped me with the goal setting as far as some of the food choices and things like that.
Yeah.
I love this cord of, you know, building your foundation and trust, and then you're pulling in these small goals and big goals. And okay, today wasn't a great day. Got it. Okay. Tomorrow's a new day. Got it. Right. You know, and it's breaking down old habits and making it into something new. And as you weave each thing together, it gets tighter and tighter and better and better. And I love that. And you're not giving up and you're doing it with somebody, which is so helpful, especially your husband. Mm. Like, that is cool to have something you can do with the person that you are married to, because I love doing things with my husband. So that's a really cool that you have a good duo right there.
And that is where we will part ways for part two that will air the following episode. So that was all of part one. We talked about goal setting. We talked about building a foundation. We talked about the practicality of what faith-based functional medicine is and what functional medicine is and what it's not. And I just really like the practicality and the different steps in order to reach goals as well. In the next episode, we will dive in deeper to what is community. You know, community was a goal to pray for your community, to pour into your relationship with Jesus. Now, what do we do when we now have that community? So I love that. We're going to hop into that episode in another week. So again, it's a bi-weekly episode. Every episode airs bi-weekly. So stay tuned for that next episode of part two of episode 121, as you will learn more about building that community. All right. Thanks, everybody. I hope you have a good rest of your week. And if you want to find out how you can follow the Be Encouraged podcast, go ahead and click on that link below. And you can also look for this year. Something starting new is that I will be open to speaking at events this year. So if you want to click on that website, you can find out more on how you can learn more about that. All right. Thanks, everybody. And have a good rest of your week. Be encouraged.